Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of Mobile Future Institute. He's the author of so many books. We've covered all of them here on the show, including one just previously, The Third Screen, and his brand new book, Mobile Influence, The New Power of the Consumer. And his world is all about the power of mobile. And according to the new book, Mobile Influence, he's our good friend, Chuck Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. Great to be here again.
Good to have you back, as always, Chuck. You know, Chuck, in the work that I'm doing now in my Age of the Customer work, I've created a grid that showed all the things, all the major elements of business that you and I did in the age of the seller, prior to all the new things that we have prior to the internet, selling, marketing, advertising, buying and selling, etc. And every one of those things has a corresponding activity in the new age, just different. But there's one thing that's in the age of the customer that is the most disruptive and the most creating the most opportunity, is the only one thing that wasn't in the age of the seller that is part of the age of the customer, and that's what you write about, and that's mobile. Nothing like mobile existed in the previous age, did it?
That's absolutely correct. It really, mobile changes everything.
In a way that nothing really ever has. Talk to us about that.
Well, if you look at what we looked at in mobile influence was where, how do people actually buy? There was something called the sales funnel, which I'm sure you're familiar with, the traditional sales funnel.
Yep.
Also called the traditional the purchase funnel, and it was really, the idea was that people, in terms of making a sale, this is small business, big business, doesn't really matter. You have the pre-awareness stage, then attention, awareness, interest, desire, consideration, and then purchase. And the idea is you keep getting more people at the top of the funnel because ultimately X enter the funnel and Y end up purchasing.
Right.
And what I'm arguing in the book is that the traditional sales funnel is dead, and it's being replaced by what I call the mobile shopping life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And what in this environment, shopping used to be serial. You would be home, and you say, I'm going shopping. So you would go from home to shopping, and then you'd be shopping, you buy, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's iterative. You're shopping all the time. And as we talk about mobile influence, people don't say they're going shopping. They say I am shopping. And I'm shopping all the time because you can shop anywhere you are no matter what you're doing. So this mobile shopping lifecycle comprises six stages, and they're called the pre-buy. We actually have names for them, the setup, the move, push, the play, the wrap. But I'll give you the kind of what they mean. It's really the pre-buy. It's before people leave home when they're doing research on their tablet and smartphone.
Right.
Then in transit, because they can be reached because of geofences while they're on the move. Then on location, when they're at a physical place where they could buy. Then during the selection process, this is where they're near the actual product. And then there's the point of purchase, which is when they're actually paying for it. And then there's lastly post-purchase or the takeaway. That's when they've made their purchase and they're now communicating with their friends and colleagues by photos or texting or whatever, talking about what they bought and showing them. And the issue for businesses is, how do you participate and how do you influence the behavior in any of those six phases?
And if you're not making that kind of, let me rephrase that. If you're not showing up, if you're not relevant to people who are expecting this kind of capability, then you might as well not even be in business.
That's exactly right. The idea that you would be, say, a local retailer, that you would only be relying on business at your physical store, you could be ruled out at one of the other phases of the mobile shopping lifecycle. Someone could grab that customer while they're in transit,
right,
and essentially influence them, and that's another what we call.
Let me give you a quick story, and I talk about this in my book, Chuck. I'm on the way to the golf course. I'm going to buy some golf balls before I go play at my club. And I get a text from a guy in another town that I buy golf equipment from sometimes. He says, "Hey, Jim, we got a sale on golf balls. Buy three and you get four, a dozen, right? And with your name on them. Do you want them?" He already had my credit card information. He'd had my address. I just texted back the letter Y for yes. He preempted my purchase at my club.
That's a great example of the what we call the move, the influence point while in transit.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Chuck Martin. We're going to talk some more about how mobile expectations, folks. This is what you got to think about. Your customers are increasingly expecting you to be mobile ready. Are you? Stay with us. It took me by
surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.